Well, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Welcome into the house of the Lord. Those of you watching online, for some reason, you're not able to be here. Some are simply playing it safe during this season. We get that. We're just blessed that you are all joining us today, whether in person, online. We've come into the house of the Lord to worship Him. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, praise God. All right. So, just want to remind us all, you probably should have all received an email last night. We know that this season, this time of year, there's an increased infection rate of the COVID. So we're just continue to play it safe. We've just done great in this house. And so continue to social distance, take necessary precautions. But just, we've come here to worship. And that we are not restricted from doing. Amen?
Amen.
We've come to worship our King, King Jesus.
Amen.
He is our only King forever. Amen? He, in fact, today, in last week in the study and this week, we're going to talk about the early church, that the requirement was for them to worship the earthly king. The only king that we'll ever worship that was on this earth was Jesus Christ, who is now seated on high. Amen? He is our only king forever. Would you please stand? God, we thank you, God, that you are our king. You are our Lord. Father, we've come into this house to worship you. Right now, God, we pray for those that are at home. And some are actually working through an illness, dear God. Whatever the disorder is, Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you'll lay your healing hand upon them. We thank you, Father, for Denny and Mandy's praise that Denny's brother this week was released from the hospital. Father, we thank you. We know the church was praying for him, and Denny and Mandy and the family are rejoicing. But God, we are rejoicing with them because you are the all-powerful God. You are the only King forever. So, Father, regardless of our circumstances today, whether in the house or in our own house, Father, we pray that your name would be glorified, that the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit would be here in dynamic ways. Amen, church? God, we've come to worship you. We put everything else aside. Nothing else matters, Father. Nothing is more important than you and your presence and worshiping you. So, Father, we do that today. You are our only King forever. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's worship Him.
victorious. You are the only King forever. Mighty God, we lift you higher. You are the only King forever. Forevermore, you are victorious. Are the only King forever. Amen.
At last he has risen.
God, thank you, Father, when your people cry out that heaven will fall. When there's adversity and the church cries out, heaven will fall. Amen. When your people gather to worship you in spirit and in truth, heaven will fall.
Yes.
God, may we not say what Jacob did when he said, I was in the presence of God. I was in Bethel. This is an open heaven and I didn't even recognize it. God, we've come into this house today to recognize you and your presence. Amen, church.
Amen.
So, Father, may it never be said that we didn't sense your presence, that we didn't pay attention to you. God, we pray, Father, continue to let heaven fall. We continue to pray for those that are not here with us today because of an illness right now in Jesus' name. We ask you to continue to touch their bodies and heal them through the supernatural power of Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you, Father, for the house today. God, we thank you, Father, for your house, the temple of God, Bethel. Father, you are our defender, Father. Despite the adversity we see in our nation, in our world, even in these days, you defend us. You go before us. We bless you and thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Better.
feeling like I'm feeling a special pull towards Nick. And I'm not sure if my husband prayed for Nick while I was out on the side, but Nick is Mike's brother, and he's in a hospital in Philadelphia. He needs a heart transplant. And I just feel like God is saying that we need to worship. And I'm going to have the worship team do Waymaker. And as Sarah was singing, you know, it said that God is the defender of my heart. He's the defender of my heart. And I recently heard a testimony of a young man who actually drowned in the ocean, and his family pulled him out and they were doing CPR. And many minutes passed by, and the sister of the brother just began to raise her hands and worship over the brother. And he came back to life.
Amen.
So, having shared that testimony, I'd like this house today to put your faith in God this morning for Nick's heart to be renewed, to be healed.
Yes.
First of all. Second of all, if that's not the way you choose to do it, God, then we pray for a transplant of some kind. You know, the word says that when two or more are gathered, you know, God is there. The Holy Spirit is in our midst. Amen. And cry out to me and I will answer you. So God, we just come to you this morning believing, God, and we're going to worship you. And I pray, God, for angels to join us in this song, God. And Lord, I pray that you would carry this sound right over Nick's bed, wherever he is. And I'm believing, God, and we're believing this morning, Holy Spirit, that you're going to touch Nick and you're going to completely heal his heart in the mighty name of Jesus. So let's worship this morning and believe and pray as we're worshiping that God is going to do a mighty work. Amen. God is a way maker. He's a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper. He's the light in the darkness. Amen. So let's worship this morning.
Who you are.
You that it's no surprise to you. It's never a surprise to you, God, what happens to us or the things that we face. You're always ready, you're always willing, and your word says, in fact, that I am willing. This house will take no other stance than for Mike or for Nick to be healed. No other stance. For Nick to be touched in the way that he needs to be touched. So God, we thank you, Lord, that you respond when we lift praises unto you, that you respond to our faith. You respond to our prayers, God. Come on, church, get a little fired up this morning. Come on. Just give the Lord a hand. Give him praise. Just sing praise to his name. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We thank you, Lord. We exalt you, Jesus. We declare the blood of Christ over Nick. Come on, don't stop. Don't get tired, because God never gets tired. Come on. Church, we got to get used to warring. We got to get used to praying and praising God, to believe in what he's going to do, what he has done, and what he's doing right now. God, we thank you and we praise your mighty name, God. We exalt you, Jesus. We lift praises unto your name. Hallelujah. God, we invite your presence to come in this house in power. with the spirit of wisdom and revelation, God, to flow from this house, to flow from this pulpit this morning, God. We ask, God, that you would break down every wall. God, that you would break down every religious spirit in the name of Jesus, God, and fill us with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God, we say to you, we want your presence more than anything. Can you just tell them we want your presence, God? We want your presence. Say it. We want your presence. God, that's all that matters to us is your presence. That's all that matters. To be in the center of your will. To do exactly what you have us doing. Even if it's waiting. Even if it's nothing. Even if it's trusting in you, which is still an action. God, we thank you, God, for the victory over this nation. We thank you, God, for 4 more years. We thank you, Jesus, that you have chosen a man. That is the revelation that came by the Holy Ghost, that 4 more years for our president. In Jesus' name. God, we thank you that you're moving, you're exposing corruption, you're going to deal with the deep state mess. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are carrying the enemy away with a ring in his nose. We thank you, Jesus, that you have released the waters like the voice of many waters, that you established the earth upon the waters, that there was chaos, God, but you brought order and you spoke into being those things which were not. So, God, we speak peace over this nation, first of all. We speak peace over this nation, the rule and reign of Jesus Christ. We declare the spirit of justice over this nation and the 7 fires of God. We thank you, God, that there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord. This is no surprise to you what's happening. And I thank you, God, that you have prepared the earth to receive your glory. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. God, we invite your presence again to come into this house. God, bring your word with power. Change our hearts. Awaken us, God. Awaken the bride of Christ in this nation, God, and around the world. Lord, we praise you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, and everybody said, amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand before you're seated. Praise God.